Welcome to the Liberty and Democracy Podcast. Are you a passionate believer in liberty and democracy? Are you concerned about the growing infiltration of Marxist and socialist ideology in our politics, media, and culture? This podcast was created by a citizen of the United States who was born and raised in Romania, a socialist country in Eastern Europe, during the 1970s and 1980s. As more and more members of our youth pivot towards Marxism, socialism, and communism in the United States of America and beyond, now, more than ever, it is important to focus on liberty and democracy, instead of the alluring Marxist and socialist trends which, as history repeatedly has shown, lead to repressive authoritarian regimes. Marxism does not lead to utopia either in the United States of America, or anywhere else in the world. Let us question governments, policies, and manufactured social progressivism. Let us go back to the times when it was okay for us to agree to disagree.
Welcome to the Liberty and Democracy Podcast. For the next few months, our podcast episodes published on Fridays will include excerpts from Maestro Cercia's ebook, The Fall of California Under Leftist Rule, to help you understand further the negative effects of Marxist and socialist ideology that has turned perhaps the most beautiful state of the United States of America into a state people struggle to survive and often wish to leave. Are you ready? Let's begin.
Welcome to the Liberty and Democracy Podcast. In today's episode, we will listen to Maestro Cercia's ebook, The Fall of California Under Leftist Rule. And now, let's focus on Chapter 1, Calamity of Socialist Policies, including subchapter, Solving the Jobs Crisis. Are you ready? Let's begin. Chapter 1, Calamity of Socialist Policies. Solving the Jobs Crisis. As I gaze out the window of my small apartment in downtown Sacramento, the once vibrant and bustling streets have become eerily quiet. The once thriving businesses that lined the sidewalks have shuttered their doors, their windows now covered with plywood and, for rent, signs. It's a stark contrast to the lively scene I remember from my childhood, growing up in the socialist Romania of my youth. The parallels between what I'm witnessing in California and the economic turmoil I experienced back home are unmistakable. Misguided socialist policies, heavy-handed government intervention, and the stifling of the free market have all contributed to the current jobs crisis gripping our state. It's a painful reminder of the dangers of Marxism and the destruction it can bring, even in the seemingly prosperous land of California. But I refuse to be a passive observer. As a citizen of this great state, it is my duty to speak out and offer practical solutions to combat this alarming trend. The livelihood of our families, the future of our children, and the prosperity of our communities are all at stake. We must act now to reverse the tide of economic ruin and put Californians back to work. The root of the problem lies in the socialist ideologies that have taken hold in our state government. Burdensome regulations, high taxes, and a hostility towards business have driven countless companies to flee California, taking valuable jobs with them. The COVID-19 pandemic only exacerbated this crisis, as lockdowns and government overreach further crippled our economic engine. The numbers are staggering. In the past year alone, California has lost over 1 million jobs, with the unemployment rate hovering around 9%, well above the national average. Small businesses, the backbone of our economy, have been decimated, with nearly 40% of them forced to close their doors permanently. The ripple effects of this catastrophic job loss are being felt in every corner of our communities, from families struggling to make ends meet to local governments grappling with dwindling tax revenues. If we continue down this path, the consequences will be dire. The erosion of the middle class, the widening of income inequality, and the potential for social unrest are all very real possibilities. The American dream, the very foundation upon which this state was built, is in jeopardy. But I believe there is a way forward, a path that departs from the failed socialist policies of the past and embraces the proven principles of free market capitalism. By championing a pro-business agenda, we can unleash the entrepreneurial spirit of Californians, creating new jobs and driving economic growth. The key lies in implementing a series of strategic policy changes that will attract businesses, spur investment, and empower the private sector. First and foremost, we must drastically cut taxes and streamline regulations to make California a more business-friendly environment. Outdated and overly burdensome laws that stifle innovation and hinder job creation must be swiftly repealed. Secondly, we need to invest in the infrastructure that will support a thriving economy. This includes upgrading our roads, bridges, and transportation networks, as well as modernizing our energy and communication systems. Such strategic investments will not only create immediate construction jobs but also lay the foundation for long-term economic growth. Equally important is the need to reform our education system, aligning it more closely with the skills and talents demanded by the modern workforce. By strengthening vocational training, promoting STEM education, and fostering public-private partnerships, we can equip our citizens with the tools they need to succeed in a rapidly evolving job market. We must also take bold steps to incentivize businesses to relocate or expand their operations in California. This could include offering tax credits, streamlining the permitting process, and providing access to a skilled and dedicated workforce. Such pro-business policies will signal to the world that California is open for business and ready to compete on the global stage. The success of this approach can already be seen in other states that have embraced free market principles. Texas, for example, has emerged as an economic powerhouse, attracting countless businesses and creating millions of new jobs by fostering a business-friendly environment. Similarly, Florida has managed to weather the economic storm of the pandemic and maintain relatively low unemployment rates by prioritizing economic freedom and limiting government overreach. By taking a page from the playbooks of these thriving states, California can reclaim its position as the engine of innovation and prosperity that it once was. The path forward may not be easy, and we will undoubtedly face resistance from those who cling to the failed policies of the past. But if we remain steadfast in our commitment to free market capitalism and the American entrepreneurial spirit, I am confident that we can restore California to its rightful place as a beacon of economic opportunity and job creation. The time for action is now. Our families, our communities, and our very way of life are at stake. Let us rise to the challenge and prove that the socialist decay that has plagued our state can be reversed through the power of the free market and the ingenuity of the American people. Together, we can solve the jobs crisis and reclaim the California dream for generations to come.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Liberty and Democracy Podcast. We hope you found today's content interesting, intriguing, and useful. You're invited to join us again, as our podcast episodes are now published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. In the meanwhile, don't forget to stop by our website at www.libertarian.center or our Liberty and Democracy YouTube channel at bit.ly/democracyvideos.